In 7.5 Lessons About the Brain, Lisa Feldman Barrett explores the fundamental nature of the human brain. Contrary to popular belief, the brain did not evolve primarily for thinking. This essay, The Brain Is Not for Thinking, delves into the primary purpose of the brain, its evolutionary history, and complex functionality. Barrett challenges traditional views and provides a nuanced understanding of what our brains are designed to do. She starts with a journey back in time to an era when life on Earth did not possess brains. This historical perspective sets the stage for understanding the primary function of the brain beyond the simplistic view of it being a thinking organ. The essay is divided into multiple sections, each revealing critical insights into the brain's real purpose and how it shapes human existence. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, the Earth was ruled by creatures without brains. One of these creatures was the Amphioxus, a primitive sea creature living 550 million years ago. Amphioxi had basic nervous systems with no brains, relying on simple reflexes to survive. They had no eyes, ears, or complex senses, and their primary function was to feed and reproduce. Amphioxi were stomachs on sticks, embedding themselves in the seafloor and consuming microorganisms. Despite their simplicity, these creatures are our distant relatives. Barrett uses Amphioxi to illustrate the significant evolutionary leap that led to the development of brains. This leap was driven by the need for more sophisticated movement and sensory systems, crucial for survival in a more complex and competitive environment. The emergence of predators during the Cambrian period necessitated the ability to sense and react to the environment more efficiently, paving the way for the development of brains. The advent of predation. The Cambrian period marked a significant evolutionary milestone with the advent of predation. Animals began to evolve the ability to hunt and be hunted, transforming the dynamics of survival. Predators required advanced sensory and motor systems to track and capture prey, while prey needed to develop mechanisms to avoid being caught. This period saw the evolution of eyes, ears, and more refined touch senses. These developments were essential for detecting and interpreting environmental cues critical for survival. Barrett explains that this shift towards more complex interactions in the ecosystem was a driving force behind the evolution of the brain. The brain's primary role was to efficiently manage the body's energy resources, ensuring survival in a world where energy conservation could mean the difference between life and death. This energy management system is known as elastasis. Elastasis, the brain's primary function. Elastasis refers to the brain's ability to predict and prepare for the body's needs before they arise. Unlike homeostasis, which maintains balance in response to changes, elastasis anticipates needs and adjusts the body's internal state accordingly. This predictive function is central to the brain's role in managing the body's energy budget. For instance, if a creature senses a potential predator, the brain prepares the body for a quick escape even before the threat becomes imminent. This ability to predict and respond efficiently is crucial for survival. Barrett emphasizes that elasticity is a fundamental brain function, illustrating its primary role as an energy management system rather than a thinking organ. The brain constantly balances the body's resource intake and expenditure, ensuring it functions optimally in various environmental conditions. Evolution of complex bodies and brains. As animals evolved more complex bodies with sophisticated internal systems, the brain's role in managing these systems became more critical. The Amphioxus had a simple body with minimal internal regulation needs, but more complex animals developed intricate cardiovascular, respiratory, and immune systems. These systems required a central command center for efficient management, leading to the evolution of brains. Barrett explains that the brain evolved not as a thinking organ but as a regulator of various body systems. This regulatory function involved constant prediction and adjustment to maintain energy efficiency. The brain's development was driven by the need to manage increasingly complex bodies, ensuring survival through effective energy budgeting and resource allocation. The brain as a body budget manager. The brain's primary function as a body budget manager involves regulating various physiological processes to maintain balance and efficiency. This management includes controlling blood flow, hormone levels, and metabolic processes. The brain anticipates the body's needs based on past experiences and current environmental cues, making adjustments to ensure optimal functioning. Barrett highlights that this predictive regulation is a fundamental aspect of the brain's role. It enables the body to respond proactively to potential threats and opportunities, conserving energy and resources for critical functions. This view challenges the traditional notion of the brain as primarily a thinking organ, placing greater emphasis on its role in maintaining bodily functions and overall health. Implications for understanding human behavior. Understanding the brain's primary function as a body budget manager significantly impacts how we view human behavior. Many behaviors traditionally attributed to higher cognitive functions, such as thinking and reasoning, can be understood as mechanisms for managing the body's energy budget. For example, decision-making processes often involve weighing potential risks and rewards, which can be seen as evaluating energy expenditures and potential gains. Barrett argues that recognizing the brain's role in energy management can provide new insights into various aspects of human behavior, including emotions, motivations, and social interactions. This perspective shifts the focus from the brain as a rational thinker to the brain as a complex regulator of bodily functions. The brain's predictive nature. The brain's ability to predict and prepare for future needs is a cornerstone of its functioning. This predictive nature extends beyond basic physiological processes to encompass higher-order functions such as learning, memory, and decision-making. The brain uses past experiences to anticipate future events, allowing it to make informed predictions and adjustments. Barrett explains that this predictive capability is what enables the brain to function efficiently in a constantly changing environment. It allows for rapid adaptation to new situations, ensuring that the body can respond effectively to various challenges. This predictive nature is a key aspect of the brain's role in managing the body's energy budget and maintaining overall health. The myth of the thinking brain. Barrett challenges the widely held belief that thinking is the brain's primary function. She argues that this misconception has led to misunderstandings about human nature and behavior. The brain's most important job is not rationality, emotion, or imagination, but rather managing the body's energy resources through prediction and regulation. This view aligns with the idea that many cognitive processes, including thought and emotion, are secondary functions that emerge from the brain's primary role in maintaining bodily balance. By reevaluating the brain's primary function, we can better understand how it shapes human behavior and experience. The role of emotions. Emotions are crucial to the brain's function as a body budget manager. They provide important signals about the body's internal state and help guide behavior in ways that promote energy efficiency and survival. For example, fear can trigger a fight-or-flight response, preparing the body to deal with potential threats. Barrett emphasizes that emotions are not irrational forces but integral components of the brain's predictive and regulatory functions. They help the brain manage the body's energy resources by influencing decision-making and behavior. This perspective challenges the traditional view of emotions as separate from rational thought, highlighting their essential role in maintaining bodily balance and health. The brain and social interaction. The brain's role as a body budget manager extends to social interactions, which are crucial for human survival and well-being. Social connections provide important resources, such as emotional support and cooperation, that help manage the body's energy budget. The brain anticipates and responds to social cues, influencing behavior to enhance social bonds and group cohesion. Barrett explains that social interactions are a key aspect of the brain's predictive and regulatory functions. They help the brain manage the body's energy resources by providing external support and feedback. This view underscores the importance of social relationships for overall health and well-being, highlighting the brain's role in facilitating social connections. Implications for mental health. Understanding the brain's primary function as a body budget manager has important implications for mental health. Many mental health conditions, such as anxiety and depression, can be understood as disruptions in the brain's energy management system. These conditions may involve imbalances in the brain's predictive and regulatory functions, leading to inefficient energy use and impaired functioning. Barrett argues that addressing these imbalances requires a holistic approach that considers the brain's role in managing the body's energy resources. This perspective can inform new strategies for prevention and treatment, focusing on restoring balance and promoting overall health. The evolutionary perspective. Barrett places the brain's development in an evolutionary context, explaining how its primary function as a body budget manager evolved over time. The brain's ability to predict and regulate the body's energy resources provided a survival advantage, enabling early animals to navigate complex environments and respond to threats and opportunities. This evolutionary perspective highlights the adaptive value of the brain's predictive and regulatory functions. It provides a framework for understanding how the brain's primary role in energy management shaped its structure and capabilities. Barrett emphasizes that this view challenges traditional notions of the brain's evolution as a progression towards greater cognitive abilities, focusing instead on its role in maintaining bodily balance and efficiency. The brain's flexibility and adaptability. The brain's flexibility and adaptability are key aspects of its function as a body budget manager. It constantly adjusts its predictions and regulations based on new information and experiences, allowing it to respond effectively to changing environments. This adaptability is evident in processes such as learning and memory, where the brain updates its predictions based on past experiences. Barrett explains that this flexibility is crucial for maintaining the body's energy balance and overall health. It enables the brain to continuously refine its predictions and adjustments, ensuring that it functions optimally in various conditions. This view underscores the importance of the brain's adaptive capabilities for its primary role in managing the body's energy resources. The interconnectedness of brain functions. The brain's various functions are interconnected, with its primary role in energy management influencing all aspects of its activity. Cognitive processes such as thinking, memory, and decision-making are deeply intertwined with the brain's predictive and regulatory functions. Barrett emphasizes that understanding the brain's primary function requires a holistic view that considers the interconnectedness of its various functions. This perspective highlights the complex interplay between different aspects of brain activity, illustrating how the brain's role in managing the body's energy resources shapes its overall functioning. Rethinking human nature. Barrett's exploration of the brain's primary function challenges traditional views of human nature. By emphasizing the brain's role as a body budget manager, she provides a new framework for understanding human behavior and experience. This perspective shifts the focus from cognitive abilities to the fundamental processes maintaining bodily balance and health. Barrett argues that rethinking human nature in this way can provide deeper insights into various aspects of human life, including emotions, motivations, and social interactions. It highlights the importance of considering the brain's primary function in understanding what it means to be human. The practical implications. Understanding the brain's primary function has practical implications for various fields, including medicine, psychology, and education. In medicine, it can inform new approaches to preventing and treating mental health conditions by focusing on restoring balance in the brain's energy management system. In psychology, it provides a framework for understanding the interplay between cognitive processes and bodily functions. In education, it highlights the importance of supporting the brain's predictive and regulatory functions through strategies that promote overall health and well-being. Barrett emphasizes that these practical implications underscore the significance of reevaluating the brain's primary function in various contexts. Conclusion. In The Brain Is Not for Thinking, Lisa Feldman Barrett challenges traditional views of the brain as primarily a thinking organ. She argues that the brain's most important job is managing the body's energy resources through prediction and regulation. This perspective provides a new framework for understanding human behavior and experience, emphasizing the brain's role in maintaining bodily balance and overall health. Barrett's exploration of the brain's primary function has significant implications for various fields, offering new insights into mental health, human nature, and practical applications. By reevaluating the brain's primary function, we can gain a deeper understanding of what it means to be human.